This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellance, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA's Technology Council Conference, and there's more, CUNA's Operations and Member Experience Council Conference as well. Two for one.
Two for.
Yep. It's a good thing, for sure. And we are in the midst of a very, this is an international interview, if you will.
Tanya, bringing the green in to CUNA.
Straight from Ireland. Straight from Dublin, Ireland, we have Sarah Martin from Pulsate. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good, good, good. Better now that you're here.
Thanks. Welcome. I just light up every room.
You do that. All the way from Ireland. My gosh. That's quite a trek to come here.
Yes, it is, but I've been here for 3 weeks.
Yeah, so you've done the U.S. tour.
I'm acclimatized by now.
Mm-hmm.
East to west.
Literally. And then you're flying all the way back to Ireland.
Yes.
So that's going to be a heck of a trip.
All the way.
But we digress. We'll leave the geography to some other folks out there. Let's talk a little technology, shall we?
Yes.
Financial technology. But before we talk about that, let's talk about the show. How's the conference going for you? What's the buzz in the hallways? What are you hearing from all the people you're talking to these days?
I have to say, well, the face-to-face conferences in real life, loving it.
Yeah, yeah.
So much energy from meeting people again in the room. But like Pulsate, we've been working with credit unions for the last, I guess, three and a half years. But we grew a lot during the pandemic, so the vast majority of our customers we haven't met face-to-face.
There's a lot of people like that, though, you know? You're not alone in that area.
I think I'm probably going, you know, I'm going to get in trouble for hugging customers at the conference because I'm just so delighted and excited to meet these people who I've known for so long, but I've never met in person.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
It's great fun.
Good.
Guys from Clearview, saw them last week and this week, so that's super special.
All right.
Right Pat and a few more. It's been pretty awesome.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad it's all awesome for you. And you're also, my gosh, not only are you venturing from across the pond, as they say, to here, but you're also speaking here as well. So that's going to be very exciting. That's tomorrow, though.
Global fame. That's what
global
I mean.
Fame?
Global fame.
Well, you're on your way.
45 you're on your minutes. Way. Where tomorrow's talk is not really so much about Pulsate, my company, but it's more about... It's like a thought leadership piece around how to engage your membership on the tiny screen that is a mobile phone and understanding the challenges and also giving some insight into how to resolve that issue where people are just not coming to the branch anymore, but they still need the services of credit unions. Mm-hmm. So being able to find a way to continue to serve those members in the human, personal way that has been so much the essence of this industry. I'm looking forward to that talk. Hopefully some people will show up.
I think they will. Can you give us a couple of takeaways that you plan for your audience that they can go back to their respective shops and use?
A couple of things. Like, for one thing that I think I find stunning every time I kind of think about it is we're not in a mobile first world, we're not competing only with other fintech fighters or other financial institutions. You're actually competing with a world, with the entire world, right? Because it's in the pocket.
Yeah.
And actually, every American consumer today receives 10,000 messages or ads every single day.
Is that all?
And that is like it's probably more here in Vegas.
Exactly. You go outside in 5 seconds you have 10,000.
But that's a huge amount of information.
Yeah.
And what happens is consumers just don't see anything anymore. Hmm. And the reason why that is because people haven't figured out how to send you the message you need in the moment that you need it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So instead of doing that, they send messages and information about everything they have and hope something that will stick.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody does that.
Right.
So that's how every individual consumer is receiving so many messages and nothing's cutting through.
Right.
And where, you know, I guess what we're going to be talking about tomorrow is, using segmentation and targeting and personalization mm-hmm. to cut through that, so not sending everybody right. communications right. about right. everything, but sending Mike a communication right. about a motorcycle loan when Ooh, he has been wow. two times at a motorcycle dealership. And we know that the intent is there, yeah. the interest is there, the need is there, mm-hmm. so our system knows that. Mm-hmm. And then being able to kind of say, hey, Mike, would you like some help with that motorcycle purchase that you're...
And I'm going to go, oh my gosh, my credit union really knows me.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of the essence of it, right?
Show me you know me.
Exactly. Show me you know me. Yes, yes. I learned that this year. I'm so happy about that.
Yes, and just treating your members like a member, not just a number.
Exactly. And like you said before, you know, sending out messages to everybody doesn't work anymore. That shotgun approach does not work.
Not unless you have a lot of money.
Okay.
And then it's still like,
but if I'm getting
cost effective.
If I'm getting a message from my credit union that has nothing to do with what I'm even thinking about, that's not going to make me very happy. That's going to like, oh gosh, that's just kind of trash to me. So,
yeah.
But if they send me a message that pertains to me, and like
yeah.
you said, hey, if they know I'm looking for a motorcycle or looking to buy a house or planning for retirement, something like that,
yeah.
then I'm like, yeah, I'm all in. They get me. They know me. So I'm going to do business yeah. with them.
And not only that, but like when you make that decision to take that, to get that motorcycle in mm-hmm. this example, mm-hmm. that's a decision that you've made, and you want to be the credit union needs to be there in that moment
right.
of need.
Right.
But not only that, acknowledging that actually the application itself leaves room for people to drop out. Like 64% of all loan applications
yeah.
in this industry
yeah.
are abandoned before they're completed.
64?
64%.
That's a big number.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So 64% of all loans are lost in the process.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted, they started it,
mm-hmm.
the decision has
mm-hmm.
been made because you're facilitating a separate decision.
Yeah.
Decision is made, but all of those loans are lost. But being able to identify who started, who doesn't complete, wouldn't it be wonderful if you started an application
exactly.
and then the credit union reached out to you and said,
yeah. hey, what's up?
Would you like some help with that?
Yeah.
Would
yeah.
you like us to call you?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you like to chat, video chat with one of our
mm-hmm.
loan experts?
Yeah.
And these are the kinds of concepts that we would be talking
and
about
and that 64% number would go way down.
It's not going to go
way
to zero because
yeah.
some people just start and then they change
yeah.
their mind.
Right, right.
But it's definitely, like our statistics show that being able to capture just that one use case is
mm-hmm.
a substantial commercial impact for credit
yeah.
unions.
Which kind of leads me to what Pulsate does.
Well,
so you want to give us a quick 411 on Pulsate?
Yeah, so it's a member activation tool. We take the services that the credit union has,
mm-hmm.
the carefully created services, and we match them with the member
mm-hmm.
in their moment of need.
Mm-hmm.
So like Tinder for credit unions and members. Not really. Matchmaking. The member with the service when they go about their business because they're not coming into the branch anymore. So how do you make sure that you continue to serve them when you're not having that personal connection,
mm-hmm.
when they're not coming in, you can't ask them, how can I help you anymore? You have to use the data
mm-hmm.
to kind of infer that, and we ingest that data, we make sense of it, and we give the credit union the ability to serve up those offers and services.
Right on.
In the moment of need.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And which is all about timing. And I'm really getting, I'm having a hard time getting past the Tinder. So
Tinder.
You can call it the Tinder. So, oh my gosh. So, so what's next for you guys? Obviously you're flying home, but, what's next for Pulsate?
What's on the agenda? We continue to grow. We've had a fantastic year. We've about 200 credit unions now using our service.
That's
We've
awesome.
Just launched
well
into the Q2 platform.
Oh, okay.
And we're continuing to expand our reach. So really just helping as many
mm-hmm.
credit unions
mm-hmm.
as we can and continuing to deliver those impacts and those growth numbers for our customers. And yeah, enjoying the process because I just love people from the credit union space. It's a blast
yeah.
every time.
Yeah, they're hard to beat, for
they
sure,
are.
For sure. All right, Sarah, well, I'm going to let you get going. I know you have a busy schedule, and you have to prepare for your talk tomorrow.
45 minutes.
Yeah, you can do it. I have faith. You can do it. No worries. All right, there she is, Sarah Martin, CEO, Pulsate. Is it pulsatehq.com? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But
so,
you can just say Pulsate.
That too.
How's my accent? Can you understand me?
I can. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by... IMM eSign, Trellens, Pulsate, Peer IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.